This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community. Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Recently we spoke with the Police Association about a walk they did in cooperation with Victoria Police, with the Commissioner, to raise issues not specifically about mental health, but about aftercare for Victoria Police members who've retired from the force or have been superannuated out, and that there's not a very good structure there to look after them. Another issue that's pretty important to the community is the issue of mental health, and particularly, I suppose, PTSD and some other mental health conditions that paramedics face. Tim Jobling is a paramedic. And he's the founder of the Breakthrough Ride, which is for paramedics to raise awareness on mental health. Now, I know you're on duty, Tim, so let's hope there's not a code one in the middle of the call. But tell us about the Breakthrough Ride, because I know Ambulance Victoria has worked really hard with paramedics and with the union. And congratulations to Steve McGee for getting elected to the Victorian Parliament, ex-secretary of the ambulance.
Absolutely.
But
yep.
There's still a lot of work to do in Ambulance Victoria on mental health and looking after paramedics, both in work and when they're coming back to work. So tell us about the ride.
Okay, the ride that we have, we've just completed the third year, as you said, I'm a paramedic. I've been in the ambulance service for a bit over 30 years, and I have PTSD myself. And I've had some time off and continuously undergoing some treatment. So, we sort of found that there was and now it's not just ambulance; it's all emergency services we're looking at. We noticed there were some gaps there, and certainly with caring for the carers. So, looking after family members, including kids that are living with a partner or father or mother with PTSD and or a mental injury. So we basically take the ride around the state, because quite often you find people who suffer with mental trauma-related injuries, they tend to lock themselves away a little bit, become a little bit hermit, a bit like a hermit. So and this just allows it all to fester, because they're really not getting the treatment or care that they need, and there's a lack of understanding for the people who are looking after those people or living with those people as well. You know, why is Dad crying? Why is Mum always angry and crying and stuff? So it's a bit of an opportunity to bring awareness to all emergency services right across the state. And so we do 1,000 Ks in 3.5 days on motorbikes, and we have cars as well. And we have evenings each night where we have a guest speaker. We had Brian Ricks at Bendigo, Cole McIver, who's a psychiatrist at Geelong, and one of our own guys sort of shared his story, Bill Deppner. He shared his story at Wangaratta. So, but then we've got some light-hearted stuff as well. So we have a resident comedian, Dave Polk, who he travels with us. And he's very engaging. So it's fun family night as well. So, but just to promote that awareness and start the discussion around mental health. And so many, certainly with my case, my wife wasn't supported at all. So, that's something that the ambulance service is certainly addressing, and as is the police department and other emergency services. So, it's more about awareness, start the discussion, it's not a boo-hoo session, because that's not what we're about, but it's knowing that you're not alone.
Tim, it's Tass here. Firstly, thank you for disclosing your personal story as well. That's I just want to acknowledge that. My question to you is, how can people get involved in what you're doing? How can people actually see the ride and support what you're doing? What's a way for one of our listeners to find a way to actually hook in and support what you're doing?
Absolutely. We're on Facebook, so we're on social media fairly heavily, the Breakthrough Ride. And we also, you know, one of the side things is that we look at collecting donations, which we then pass through a group called Code 9, which is a registered charity. So it can be tax deductible. And we look at raising funds towards objectives like purchase of assistance dogs, which have known to save lives. I know a couple of guys that have got assistance dogs, and they actually have saved their life. And the other thing that they're moving towards is looking at an area of retreat for people who are in approaching crisis with their PTSD, so where they can be cared for and a safe place. You know, so. But social media is, we're fairly active on that. And so we take in, you know, Australian Defence Force personnel, we take in police, fire, ambulance, and the forgotten soldiers, the volunteers, the SES and places like that, the CFA volunteers. It's really important that they're catered for as well.
It's great. Great work, Tim, and the Police Association as well, as you know, are involved here in the fireys. I suspect that with Steve McGee now being in Parliament, I don't think you could get a stronger and more genuine and committed advocate to the safety and well-being of essential services workers. And I won't be surprised if over the next 4 years, if the government really does something quite significant in this area to ensure that not just at work, but when you finish work or when you're off work, that there is a greater level of support. Because one of the challenges here is the heads of the organisation, you know, Tony Walker and Ken Lay, they get this, right? But as you know, as you go down sometimes in the organisation at different levels, some people don't. And there's nothing, you know, whether you're a police officer, whether you're an AMBO, whether you're a fire, whether you're a CFA, if you actually speak up and say, hey, I've got a challenge here, I've got some issues here with my mental health, and it's not acknowledged and addressed properly, that does so much damage, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And look, it requires cultural change, and cultural change takes time. But I think, you know, now you've got, you know, really strong advocates like Graham Ashton. You've got Tony Walker, who is so supportive. And, you know, we had the Assistant Commissioner of the CFA at the ride off as well. So we incorporated all the services and the Police Association. So, you know, they're all sort of heading in the right direction, but it takes that cultural change, and that takes time. So while that's happening, I think it's important that we continue to go out to the areas in the country and start that conversation. And the people aren't frightened of the stigma attached to mental injury.
Because
there certainly is, you know, you develop a sense that, you know, I'm not strong enough for this job anymore. You know, you question yourself. I certainly did. And that's not the case at all. And people, groups like Code 9, which we support, and there are a number of other assistance groups that show that we are actually trying to help ourselves as well as relying on cultural change and policy change within the emergency services. So it's a two-pronged attack.
Tim, that's fantastic work that you're doing. We really appreciate you taking a bit of time while you're on duty to call and talk to us about the great work that you're doing. So just a reminder to our listeners that if you want to find out more about the Breakthrough Ride, Facebook is a way to go, and you'll be able to find out more about the activities and the events going forward. Tim, best wishes for the coming season to you and the people that you work with. Keep up the great work.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.